Jonathan, I'm wondering if the government might be pushed by simply how consumers respond to implement reform, because we're seeing an increase in the purchasing of electric cars. The energy watchdog said last week you should be working from home. Do you think that even if the government doesn't move, consumers might?
People are definitely reacting. EVs are just coming out of car yards. It's one of the hottest properties at the moment. Once we get the official data for March, it's going to show a huge increase. So there is a lot of momentum behind this. I mean, this really just raises that issue around energy self-sufficiency. Why is Australia such an energy-rich country so reliant on others? It raises all sorts of questions about those lost years of having this kind of political climate debate where Australia was really held back from really progressing its renewables plan. And so, I mean, what do you do once you're in the crisis? There's bits and pieces, and consumers are trying to lead that effort, but we could have been in a much better position than we are currently. So Australia generally is years behind other comparable nations in terms of the kind of percentage of their fleet which is powered by electric vehicles. So it's absolutely gaining momentum now, but we should have been at this point some years ago.
The political debate held us back for a long time in Australia, I think. You know, Labor people would say there was 10 years of wasted opportunity under the coalition. Of course, our listeners will remember a big debate about electric vehicles, about fuel standards. At one point, Scott Morrison and the coalition were accusing Labor of trying to end the weekend by denying people the utes that they like to drive around in, or a car powerful enough to tow a boat or a caravan. It was insane, crazy rhetoric, and it doesn't reflect the reality where we are perhaps 5 years down the road.
I do wonder, with people purchasing electric cars, whether there's even the infrastructure, like the charging points that we need with the increased demand.
Yeah, if the rollout of electric vehicles was further along, the infrastructure perhaps would be further along as well. I think Australia's catching up there, but primarily I think that's partly being driven by consumer choice rather than anything else.
So just to both of you on that, if you crystal ball gaze, do you think that we are seeing some sort of permanent change to Australia's energy economy forever?
I think there's potential for that. I think the way that the system works, the way that these increasingly frequent economic shocks are arriving in Australia could force permanent change.
And it makes it politically palatable.
Yes, if you can make the case that the government needs to respond to the world that we live in, respond to big challenges like this, and bring people along and spend a bit of political capital to do it, it could be palatable to voters, I think.
Jonathan, what do you think when you look at the crystal ball?
Oh, definitely. I think voters are showing the government that they want to be self-sufficient. They want to be in renewables. They want to be driving EVs. They don't want to be relying on the petrol pump price. And so there's a huge signal there.
Jonathan and Tom, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thanks, Richard.
Thanks, Richard.
That was business editor Jonathan Barrett and political editor Tom McElroy. This episode was produced by Karishma Luthria, sound design and mixing by Joe Koning, and the executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. Don't forget to subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to podcasts, including on Spotify. I'm Regid Ahmed. See you soon.